The Schlereth and Evans podcast is sponsored by Comcast Business. Every business can use an assist. Reliable network solutions and advanced security from Comcast Business can keep you in the game. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
McKinnon circles, moves it off for McCarr. Fan on the pass, Johnson without a stick. McCarr's shot, big save, Ottinger, they score! On the rebound, Colorado's on the board, 13 seconds into the man advantage with Val Nichushkin. Back to McCarr with 36 seconds to go on the power play. Nichushkin at the half wall, McCarr, shot, score! It's a one-goal game in the second. Rantanen connects with Val Nichushkin. Drops it off for McKinnon. A drop for McCarr. Tried to cut in on Pavelski. McCarr still with it. With a shot. Rebound. Score! Nate McKinnon has tied it. 39 seconds into the third in game one. Steal. Net front tip. Oh, what a stop by Georgiev on the Sagan redirect. Sagan leads it off for Pavelski. Pavelski across. Oh, Georgiev again on Sagan. And a hit behind for Radek Faksa. Robertson trying to work it out for Johnston. Big hit there in behind, and Cagliano zooms it ahead. Wood with speed. Wood drives in. Backhand. Score! Miles Wood, the hero in overtime.
And there you go. The Avalanche, who have made it a habit throughout the course of the season to be able to come from behind against Dallas. They do it again last night. Rally from a 3-0 deficit. Storm back. Tie the game at 3. Get it into overtime. Get dominated early in overtime. Alexander Georgiev, who had you all wondering, here we go again in the first period, stands on his head in the early part of OT. And Miles Wood, doing his best Nathan McKinnon rocket strapped on his butt impersonation, gets the game winner, the Avalanche, right away, regain home ice.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Pump day?
There you go. Mark, nothing like playoff hockey.
No, it was awesome, although I was disappointed in Miles Wood's voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. All right, here he is. Here he is talking about his game winner.
All right.
You know, Cogs just made a great play there. Just kind of chipped it through the neutral zone there and just kind of skated on it. And, you know, I was just so happy that the puck crossed the goal line there. And the best part was celebrating with the teammates. They were so happy out there. And that's what it's all about.
They were happy. That was exciting. But that interview with Scott Van Pelt afterwards, I just was hoping that Miles Wood sounded like Piglet from the 100 Acre Wood with a little wispy, like a little, because he's got that big gap where he's missing a couple of teeth.
Yeah,
right?
He's got hockey teeth.
Right. I was just hoping he kind of sounded like Piglet from Christopher Robin from Winnie the Pooh. He didn't. But man, what a game. And Georgiev in that overtime, you want to talk about tilted ice. How about those saves? How about that standing on his head? That's exactly what Bednar had talked about when Georgiev was struggling. We need our guy to make some stops when we have mistakes, when we have letdowns, when we, you know, pinch in, when we whatever. And boy, oh boy, was he awesome in overtime. Just awesome.
So the Avalanche get the win 4-3 in overtime. They take a one-game-to-none lead in the series with Game 2 right back there in Dallas coming up tomorrow night. Give you a chance to react to it on the RamosLive.com text line 303-713-1043. We were wondering going into this game, the whole debate, rest versus momentum, and both storylines played out during this game.
Yeah, they did.
First period, it looked like Dallas had still kind of that adrenaline dump from Sunday night winning Game 7, and the Avalanche showing the effects of being off for a week. They're down 3-0, but I don't know how you were. I never really felt, you know, like they were out of it. I just felt like if they were able to get that first goal,
right,
make it 3-1. And by the way, big shout out to Josh Manson, doing what he did in round two of the St. Louis series during the Cup year, being back there as the last line of defense and saving a goal, saved another one that would have made it 4-0. I don't know if they climb out of 4-0, but 3-0, you know, there was a sense that, okay, can Dallas keep this up? I don't think so. And the Avs are going to get their legs. The Avs are going to find their legs. And boy, starting the second period, they did. And as far as coming back to tie the game up, I felt it was inevitable. I really did.
Right.
Plus, the Avs have a great regular season history against Dallas coming from behind. They did it repeatedly during the season. So I felt really good about, I really thought they would finish the job in regulation. I really did. I thought they'd be able to take all that momentum, and Dallas clearly running on empty, it looked like. I thought they'd win in regulation. Got to overtime, and I'm like, uh-oh, because you're right. Dallas found another gear, and boy, Alexander Georgiev came through big. Came through big. And then Miles Wood, great feed, by the way, by Andrew Cogliano.
Yeah.
Just the, again, Cog's just showing how unheralded and yet so how indispensable he is in the different roles that he fills.
No question about it. Wood's goal was, even though I was disappointed because I wanted to have some wispy between his teeth, you know, kind of piglet voice, but that was awesome. Val Nichushkin on the text line. Val may be completely out of the doghouse, past the pillow wall after that performance. Val's all, like, hey, listen, they're awesome. Makar's a sniper. Another, you know, top-shelf goal. And I'm with you. I'm with you. Like, at 3-0, I'll admit, you know, the chicken little sky is falling in me. I was a little bit nervous, but I was, and there was part of me that had, you know, some residual effects from what the Nuggets did the night before. Just basically
different teams, different mindset, different hunger level.
That's the disappointing part about the Nuggets. But with that said, when they got that first goal in the second period, then I was like, okay, here they come. Here they come. And sure enough, awesome. Just awesome stuff.
On the RamosLive.com text line, Rogue, Sydney, I swear this isn't me. I'm just, don't shoot the messenger. I bet Rogue is sad that the Stars lost after being up 3-0.
No, I don't.
From Robert.
I don't think she is. I don't think she is.
No, I'm not.
You feel bad for all the Stars fan?
No.
Okay, good.
No, because they got a point.
No, they did not get a point.
They got a point.
No.
So Rogue
plus, the
is
Stars
okay.
aren't as terrible as the Lakers.
Good.
Right?
Yes.
So the Lakers are like this like sad team, but they have all these like expensive, flashy players, but they just stink.
Yeah.
And so they go out there and they play really good, and it's like, oh, wow, we're playing good. Oh, my gosh. And then our dreams are just crushed. This is different. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Listeners, you know what I mean?
All right. Do you like Dallas's uniform?
Oh, geez. That came out of nowhere. Totally rando. Never, ever thought about it. Literally never, ever thought about it.
Just green. This should be the green machine.
Just green.
The Dallas green machine.
Just green.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like
their jerseys are a little confusing. Because it's like they're the Stars. You wouldn't think that green would be their color.
Yeah,
it might be a shout out to, remember, they came from Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Minnesota.
They were green.
I understand that, but I'm just like, I the green in Dallas doesn't feel like it matches to me.
No. Hmm.
I don't know why, but it just doesn't.
Well, great win for the Avs, and we'll be talking about it and reacting to it all morning long with you. Also, Nuggets leftovers from those first two games. Just stuff that maybe has sifted through the cracks. Jamal Murray not getting suspended. Big fine, $100,000, although dude's making about, you know, 40 this year, so I don't think it's that big of a deal, 100 grand. But anything that you want to get off your chest about the Nuggets after the first two games, big day, what should be a big day for Nikola Jokic coming up later today is the NBA MVP to be announced, and we expect it to be Jokic for the third time in 4 years. So we are off and rolling. Reaction to the Avs' big win, Nugget stuff, and maybe the Broncos have had enough of the Russell Wilson victory tour, as we'll tell you next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Steal, net front tip. Oh, what a stop by Georgiev on the Sagan redirect. Sagan feeds it off for Pavelski. Pavelski across. Oh, Georgiev again on Sagan.
So how many of you were thinking in that first period, oh boy, here we go again. Oh, with Georgie?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you think there were any soft goals?
No,
I didn't think there were any soft goals.
They all were tipped. Just a tip.
Well, what about the one that went even top shelf over the shoulder?
On the face-off?
Yeah.
The face-off one hit a stick on the way through, too. So, it wasn't glaringly bad, right? Like game one of the Winnipeg series.
Right.
But it was still like, you know, you're still kind of wondering, right?
Right.
And I give this guy credit because whether it was the way he bounced back in the series after one bad game or the way he bounced back during the game yesterday after, you know, maybe a shaky first period, the guy finds a way to bounce back. That you got to admire.
I love
mental toughness that goes into that.
I looked, yes. Yeah, he was like Brave Star. He had the eyes of the hawk, the ears of the wolf, the strength of the bear, and the speed of the puma.
Yeah.
He certainly did in overtime. I'll guarantee you that. Hey, listen, that overtime period, man, he saved them. He won that game in overtime. I looked this morning, Mike, because, you know, I went to see what the three stars were, because you always worried about, you know,
need to know the three stars.
And he wasn't one of the stars. He was not one of the three stars.
Well, after that first period.
How dare you?
After that first period, when the Avs got their legs and Dallas seemed to kind of run out of gas for a while, for about the next period and a half, you could have been playing goal for the Avs, and it would have been just fine. The Avs were all over the place. They were talking about tilted ice. I think Dallas only had like a handful of shots for about a 30-minute span there. And so it wasn't that challenging for Georgiev at that point.
Let me tell you about the time that Daniel got to bring home when he was little. He was like 6, 7 years old. He got to bring home the goalie equipment because you rotated goalies. We played they split the ice in thirds. He had like 5 o'clock in the morning games. I was in Virginia at the time. And so he brought the gear home, and all week I peppered him with shots from a tennis ball. And we had this little like sunroom, and I'd put his equipment on, and I'd be like, okay, you know, blocker save, you know, and then I'd be like glove save, and then I was like face save. You can only use your face to save it, you know. I have him using his, and he stood on his head. He had a, like, these games were like 26-25, right? He had a shutout going into the third period. And so what I'm telling you is, not only do I feel like I could have played goalie in the NHL, but I feel like I could be a goalie trainer.
Stop the cap.
Goalie coach, huh?
Goalie coach. The other thing is are you guys glad now that I'm the only one that held Georgie accountable?
Oh, yeah. You are the only one.
I'm the one.
The only one.
While you were over there, Mama Cat and Georgie, it's going to be okay. These guys are sensitive. You know, I was
it
like,
seems
no.
It seems to me like you're the expert.
No.
Mark.
No. We're not going to. We're gonna hold him accountable.
Tough love.
He was great.
He was great
in overtime.
So, making its way around the interwebs last night, yesterday, was this report that came out, all the issues that the Broncos had with Russell Wilson. And while it's been, you know, sort of debunked in some areas, the stuff that came out of it isn't exactly, you know, groundbreaking stuff here. Okay. So according to this report that we got from CBS Sports, Russell Wilson with the Broncos constantly climbed out of the back of the pocket, went off script into bad plays.
And a lot of sacks.
Struggled with snap counts. Couldn't manage or handle the play calling. At one point, they had to put a cheat sheet wristband on him. That didn't work. So they had to shrink all the play calls down to two words.
Tracks. It tracks for me.
Anything groundbreaking there for you?
No, completely tracks.
And why would all this start making its way around? Why now?
Probably because somebody within the Broncos organization got sick of, you know, of the Sean Payton bashing from Rusty's. And the Bronco bashing from Rusty's. Somebody got tired of it. And so somebody went ahead and leaked a little information.
Even though it's not exactly new groundbreaking stuff, it's stuff that we talked about and knew about throughout the course of the season. This was just sort of a way to remind everybody.
It's what we talked about.
Sure.
Like this is, you know, this is all tracks for us because we've talked about it. But, you know, for all those out there that are Rusties nationally, for all the, you know, the national pundits that are like, why would they do this? Russ actually played really well. His numbers were comparable to that of Patrick Mahomes. Like, Sean Payton, you know, the other thing is the whiny, the crybabies on national television. You can't talk to your quarterback that way. Oh, no, you can just talk to everybody else on the team that way, but not the quarterback. Shut up.
Morning Brew coming up. We'll hear from the hero, Miles Wood, Jared Bednar. And did Jamal Murray catch a break with the punishment handed down by the NBA? That's all coming up with the Brew next.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Ladies and gentlemen, your overtime game winner, the hero, Miles Wood.
I don't really play in OT as is. 3-on-3 is not my thing, so playoff OT is, you know, I was just happy to be out there and, you know, it was just a great win by our guys. And, you know, the job's not done yet.
Miles Wood scores the game winner in overtime as the Avalanche complete the comeback from 3-0 down. They stun Dallas 4-3 in game one. And already, the Avalanche regain home ice. Shades of what they did a couple years ago during their cup run when they would have long layoffs. Couple of long layoffs. Mm-hmm. They responded and came out and grabbed game one of that series. So rest clearly works for these guys.
The other thing is they've got experience coming back from deficits. They've done it all season long.
Well, just to finish your point,
okay.
Before you expand on that. So the Avs went 3-1 against Dallas this year.
Because you know I did no research.
You
on
did
that.
No research. All right. I That's do the just research from right memory. For you.
Yes.
Game one of the regular season, the Avs trailed 3-0, came back to win 6-3. Game two of the regular season, they trailed 3-1 and 4-2, came back to win 5-4. So they have history, and more importantly, Dallas knows that they have a history of blowing leads against this team. And don't think that wasn't in their mind, even when they were up 3-0, especially when the Avs got that first goal.
I tell you, the other thing is in the first 5 minutes of that overtime period where they were, you know, playing on tilted ice and just peppering Georgie, and he's coming up with great saves, that gets in the back of your mind. You're like, really? Really? With those chances, we can't come up with a score? And then, boom, you know, right there, you start to, you know, you start to panic a little bit and Wood gets that. Just what an amazing. That was a great goal.
Well, Jared Bednar had his view of it.
Good poise. Cogliano goes in and helps make the defensive play to get the puck back. And instead of just turning and firing it or giving it back to him in the neutral zone, he gets his eyes up and Wood was fresh and went slashing through their D, and Cogs made a nice play to get it to him. And I mean, when Woody gets going like that, he's hard to stop. He's fast and he's powerful, and he just took it to the house. You know, great skill play.
Fresh wood, whoa. Man. Nothing like whoa. Fresh wood.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Although fresh wood is not good to burn.
No, I've got
camping. You need seasoned wood.
Right. I've got to take umbrage though with Bedsy right there. There's only one Woody in this town.
Yeah, but although, there's two. There's two Woodies. There's Woody Page, the great Woody Page, and then there's Woody, John Elway, Woody. Although not a lot of people know of John Elway as Woody, but that was his nickname with you guys, right?
You cannot.
Why do you get the nickname? Why the nickname Woody for Elway?
There was a fictional character. No. I think he came from Kubiak. There was a fictional character in some football book. And his name was Elwood.
Okay.
I believe that's how that nickname rolled about. But okay. You can't go. You can't go, Woody. Hey man, as great as that goal was by Wood.
Well, you gotta give him the hockey.
You go full Wood.
Well, you gotta give him the hockey nickname. So you know, is he? He can't be Woody. Is he Woodsy or Wooder?
Like the owl. Woodsy Owl.
Oh boy, it's going to be one of those shows.
Yeah,
I can tell you. Punchy Mark has arrived.
Well, I mean, we already, you know, we got Heat Pack on our team.
Well, speaking of Heat Pack, Jamal Murray did not get suspended like a lot of people thought or felt he should be suspended. Gets a hefty fine, though.
Yeah.
$100,000. I don't have a problem with it. I really don't. When you look at suspensions, I think having a prior history, being a repeat offender, should play a big role, does play a big role. When you don't have a history of acting like that, I think some grace ought to be extended as sort of a, you know, lost his head, one bad moment shouldn't define a guy. And it is the playoffs, and you can say whatever you want. I'm somebody that believes that the game should be called differently in the fourth quarter than it's called in the first quarter. And I think the sport should be probably adjudicated differently in the playoffs than it would be during the regular season. So I think they got this right.
So if,
I know that sounds like a homer call, but even if this had been an opposing player who, again, did not have a history of doing these kind of things, I think I'd be okay with the
decision. I thought he should be suspended. And, you know, I mean, Minnesota, the way he's playing, Minnesota may have caught a break with him not getting suspended. Not the Nuggets. He's been awful. And, you know, here's the other thing. I was listening to Zach Bye yesterday, and I agree with him. You know, you have a bad game, you hit a game winner, you're right there on the podium.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Dude, that dude just walked from the podium. He's had two crap games, and they've gotten blown out, and great he's point. Throwing. And you face the music, grow up.
Exactly.
And that irritates me, man.
Nope. Great call by Zach. Great call by you. Yeah. Face the music, man. You know,
you've played like garbage.
It's easy to get up there when you're knocking down game winners. Get out there when you shoot 3 for 18 and throw a heat pack on the floor.
Yeah.
So the towel that was that thrown by a fan?
No, that was him too.
Yeah. So he threw a towel. So he tried two times to hit the ref
with a towel and a heat pack, and didn't get suspended. Right? Like, hey man, if it was somebody else, if it was Mike Conley, or if it was Anthony Edwards, or it was Rudy Gobert. Oh, wait. He didn't show. That's right. He has
priorities.
Pressing engagement.
He had his priorities out of whack, according to Mark Schlereth.
Totally out of whack.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, I would have wanted them suspended. So I'm just not going to be a hypocrite.
Okay. Fair enough. Next on the Morning Brew, the Rockies.
They are mad. They have heard. They have heard the criticism, and they are mad.
Here is why it's relevant. It's relevant because they are doing something historic. And as long as they are historically bad and on pace to lose like 200 games this year, I think they remain a story. As they come home play the Giants, muster four hits, lose 5-0. But the White Sox also lost, so the Rockies stay ahead in the all-important loss column with an 8-27 record.
What?
White Sox 8-28 as we breathlessly await the big showdown in
June.
In June.
Between road these trip. Two, we're between road these tripping.
Two, we should. We should road trip to Chicago. Wear our best bags over our heads.
Yeah. But then nobody in Chicago will know who we got the bags for. The White Sox or the Rockies.
Will it matter?
Yeah. We would make one of them, the mothers with the jerseys when one kid plays at, like, Michigan, the other plays at Ohio State. You know what I'm saying? A brother and boyfriend or whatever it is. Yeah, they, how's a Chris Bryant update?
According to Bud Black, he has begun. He's ramping up. Baseball activities.
Is he?
So,
all right.
I would think a return is imminent.
Yes.
On the Chris Bryant timetable, I say he's back for that showdown series in Chicago.
Oh, man. Man, the toughness. Will it never end?
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Giving you a chance to react to the Avs' big win. What jumped out at you? Nuggets, T-Wolves, leftovers from the first two games. And Phil Simms. I know a lot of things that Phil Simms has said over the years has aggravated Broncos country. But this won't. That's next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
On the day after, morning after, short night, we are going to be punchy. By the end of this show. Meanwhile, before we go any further along here, what the heck are you putting up your nose?
Oh, that would
and
be...
why are you licking your fingers after putting something up your nose? What is going on with you?
That would be 100% Colorado raw honey. I just put up both nostrils.
No, I thought it was ghee butter.
So did I at first.
No.
Okay.
It was honey.
I'll bite. Why are you putting raw honey up your nose?
All right, so remember at the end of the season I had that sinus infection?
Oh, God, you had it for like 3 months.
Well, ever since then, I have been like a booger-producing machine. It's just been unbelievable how, like, I don't know what's going on. And it's been like, I don't know, it just has been like, it's like a mucusy, snot, boogery nose.
Delicious.
It's constant. No, it's not. It's awful. And I even had some. I had some old like antibiotic, like ointment that I stuck up my nose. Nothing. Like for months and months, it's just been the same thing every day. So the other day, I was in the kitchen, and I opened up the cabinet, and there was some natural raw honey. And I thought to myself, honey's an antimicrobial. Why not stick it up your nose? So I did.
What could go wrong?
Right. So I did. I stuck it up my nose, and I'm telling you what, boom, booger's gone.
Okay.
Within a day. Okay. Within a day, it's like completely healed.
I know we have doctors listening to this show right now. I know we do. Please, let me know. Let us know. Is it okay for Mark to be putting raw honey up his nose?
Yeah. I tell you, the other thing that has been the added benefit that I didn't even know.
Did you check this out on like WebMD or anything like this?
No. I just looked at the honey. I was like, man, you know what? That might work. It was just in my own mind. But I tell you, the added benefit.
What could
that
go
I was,
wrong with? You know, that might work.
Right. The other thing.
Stink is a real hippie.
Right.
Hippie.
Yeah. The other thing that has been this added benefit that I didn't even think about. It's like walking through a clover patch. Like every time I breathe in, it's a honey. I smell this sweet, sweet, sweet honey. And honey. Then if your nose does drip a little bit, and you get a little bit of honey on your mustache, and you go, I feel like Pooh Bear.
Jeez. That's why you started out with the Miles Wood Piglet reference this morning. You already had Winnie the Pooh on your brain.
Right, dude, can I get a, can you, bro, can you find me a Piglet voice? Like, I think he's got like a wispy lisp. I think Piglet does.
I don't know if it's Piglet. I think it's the tiger.
Well, the tiger has, you know, he definitely has, Tigger has, there's no question.
All right, but, little Dr. Zeus is coming into that too right now.
Yeah, well, there's no question that Tigger has kind of a lisp. And then, but I think Piglet has like a wispy.
Yeah. Well, we started to hear a little. Started to hear a little.
Sorry. I didn't know that the PC was on.
Okay.
100 Acre Wood sound there right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So anyhow, doctors?
Yeah, we okay with Mark just randomly deciding, you know what? Honey's out there in nature. Honey seems to be good for you in a lot of ways. Is it okay? Let's stick it up my mouth. No, see what happens.
Yeah, it's worked like a charm.
Hey, listen, next time you have a hemorrhoid, try it out there too. You never know, right?
That feels like it would be a little sticky.
I have Tigger's voice here. Okay. And later I'll try and find Piglet.
Yeah.
All right, wait.
Well. Hello, I'm Tigger.
Hello,
you scared me.
I'm Tigger.
Everyone's scared at Tiggers. Who are you?
I'm Pooh.
Oh, Pooh. Sure. What's a Pooh?
You're sitting on one.
I am?
And you think Miles Wood sounds like...
No, I think he sounds more like... I want him to sound more like Piglet.
Okay. Yeah.
The most wonderful thing about Tiggers are wonderful things. Their tops are made out of rubber. Their bottles are made out of spring. They're bouncy, trouncy, flouncy, hamsy, fun. But the most wonderful thing about Tiggers is I'm the only one. Woo! I'm the only one.
Tell me you got that!
You don't remember the Tigger song?
No. But then again, I never heard about Brave Star either.
Brave Star! You didn't know about the Applejack song either.
And I didn't know you could put honey. Up your nose, apparently, to take care of everything.
Yeah. I have a little bit of Piglet here.
Okay, let me hear
it. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hero. Oh, I've never done anything great.
Well, of course you have. Let's tell him, everyone.
No, let's show him.
No, I don't know.
No, I was, there's a, there's that, I can't remember who it was, but that's what I wanted.
Maybe it's a Looney Tunes character that you're thinking
of. It could be. You never know
in your mind, who knows.
Last night was a late night.
Yep.
And I just wanted to hear a wispy thing come out between those teeth that were missing.
Working on about 4 hours of sleep. It's going to be one of those days by the time, you would definitely want to be listening to 9 o'clock hour. Let's see. I'm calling bull, you know what, on you, Evans. If a Timberwolves player had done what Murray did, you'd be all over them thinking they should be suspended. You're the king of homers. Try taking off the homer glasses once in a while. Murray should have been suspended, but I'm glad he wasn't. And if it had been a Timberwolves player, I would have thought that player should be suspended as well, but if he had not been, if he had received the same kind of punishment, it would not have surprised me. And I do like the idea that in the playoffs, whether games are called differently or in this case, punishments handed out differently because it's the playoffs and not the regular season, I'm okay with that. I don't think that you should be, and let's also look at it. Nobody did get hurt. For all the talk about, well, somebody could have got hurt. You're right. Yeah. Somebody could have got hurt. But no, it did get hurt. And that does factor into the punishment that's handed out.
Yeah. I tell you what, the overall boo rating of our guy Murray has just fallen.
Oh, he's a villain now.
It's fallen.
He's a villain.
Like, dude, you got to stand up when you do something stupid. You got, and you're not playing well. You got to stand up and face the music. You can't just, slither out of the stadium. I really am disappointed. And I think Michael Malone needs to deal with it and say, hey, you know, he always talks about how this kid's got balls. Really?
Right.
Well, right now, you don't. You know? So.
Do you think it was one of those things? Let me play devil's advocate.
Wait a minute. It was Gopher from Winnie the Pooh.
Gopher?
Gopher has the lisp, not Piglet. Okay. Oh, my God. Thank you, text line.
Rogue is working on that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you think this was a case where because there was a likelihood that the league would be taking a look at this and that there would be some kind of punishment that the Nuggets had Jamal lawyer up and leave? Don't go out there and say anything after the game because you're going to be asked about it. That could somehow hurt your case with the league. Do you think he was told to leave, or do you think he left on his own?
I think he's probably told to leave, and I just think it's the wrong. Like, okay, if that's what you were told to do, you go out and do it. He needs to address it.
Yes.
He needs to address it before that the game fine, three.
Yes, now that the punishment has been handed out, he does need to address it. But I wonder if this is one of those things where, hey, look, I can't talk about it, you know, because the case is pending type thing.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that was what went into it. So, okay. Some quick reaction. Local honey is great for combating against local allergies.
Okay, wait a minute.
Stink is making his boogies taste better with honey.
Yep. Taste-o honey.
Mark, in my nose. Gross is another one.
No. What's wrong with putting honey up your nose? It's nothing, natural raw honey.
Nothing will clear your boogers. Nothing will clear your boogers like bee vomit.
Yeah. All right, wait a minute now. Rogue, you got gopher?
This is what
Miles Wood should sound like.
Let's hear some Miles Wood, okay?
I don't really play in OT as is. 3-on-3 is not my thing.
It's
so
funny.
Playoff OT is, I was just happy to be out there and
all right,
yeah,
now,
completely disappointing.
Why?
Okay. Because he had that big gap. He should have a lisp. Mm-hmm. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, I think, and then Gopher has these two giant, teeth.
Yeah, so right. So go ahead.
If I was you, I'd think about skedaddling out of here.
That's what I wanted Miles Wood to sound like. Skedaddling out of here.
Skedaddling.
That's all I could think about last night when he was talking. I wish he sounded like Gopher.
Oh, man, folks, that's only hour number one. There's three more of these left. Buckle up, four down territory next.
Introducing Ultimate Speed for Business, our fastest internet plans yet. Now existing customers could get up to triple the speeds at no additional cost, and it's all from Comcast Business.
Get started with internet and security for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with a qualifying internet package. Then 623.24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 150 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco Bell and autopay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Up to 3 times downloads for existing essential and standard internet customers.